This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was looking at the Fox News website, and there's an article asking if you could be allergic to your underwear. So, of course, that caught my eye. You know, allergies caught my eye, and, of course, underwear. And it's very interesting. You know, I love how journalists do this to catch your attention. It's such a marketing scheme that, you know, we do in the media, right? Where we will entitle something and then you want to read it and then it's only kind of a small part of the article. But you have to be careful. Remember I told you last week they were discussing, a Viagra type of treatment for something, and it had to do with premature ejaculation. It had nothing to do with erectile dysfunction. But the term Viagra was in the title, so you stopped to read the article. You need to be careful with that. There's a responsibility that the media has to do. But this actually was good coming from Fox News. And it talks about some very interesting allergies that people may have. So, being allergic to your underwear. Right? There is an allergy to underwear, and it's a type of contact dermatitis. Right? It's kind of an itchy rash where something is in contact with the skin and causes you to have an inflammatory issue with the skin. You could be allergic to fabric, dyes, chemicals, and preservatives in clothes. Now, latex is used a lot, especially in the waistbands of underwear. And so some of you may have a latex allergy and not even realize. They say the best way to combat this allergy is to find organic replacements. For example, latex-free clothes that use Lycra are usually hypoallergenic. And as far as the fabrics itself, according to Dr. Mainardi, and some companies make organic clothing, and that natural fibers like cotton are the best. Cotton underwear does feel the best. I know as a woman, I'm expected to wear some of this fancy, lacy, satin, nylon, whatever. Here's my problem with nylon underwear, okay? All right. A lot of us ladies, we like to wear, I don't want to use the word tights or stockings. They're leggings, okay? We use the word leggings, but they're not thick leggings. They're thicker than pantyhose. They're kind of like tights, okay? If you have nylon underwear, these leggings will slip down. I can't tell you how many times I'm somewhere, and I'm walking down a big convention hall to give a talk, and I feel the leggings slip off my butt. So by the time I get to where I need to, they're completely off, and I got to like sit there and try to fix it and pull it up, you know, and then I go to the bathroom, maybe I fix it, and then, unfortunately, they start to fall again whenever I walk. Well, that's when you wear Spanx, and you wear Spanx over the leggings, over the underwear, and that just holds everything in place. And then super glue works, too, but we won't go there. So that's what I don't like about nylon. Cotton is cool, alright? Cotton is great, but it's thicker. Okay? If you don't want anybody seeing the underwear, for some reason the elastic on cotton underwear seems to show more. I don't get that. See, guys don't have to worry about this because they have waistbands. And women, I guess, think it's cool when they can see your Joe Boxers above your pants. Alright? For us ladies, you can't do that. If I have a Hanes Her Way, super brief, you know, whatever the hell I'm wearing, that doesn't even look sexy. Right? When you wear the bikinis, it's great, but then those bikinis better have some big latex, tensile strength and contractility there. Okay, we need that latex to snap it back and keep that sucker on. Because at least with your brief underwear, the brief, that goes above the stomach. So for some reason, if your stomach is big, you can hold it up. Okay, but when you're wearing little panties, right, which I try to don every now and then, for the show. You know, you need to make sure that elastic, it's working. So unfortunately, you could have an issue with that. Okay. Plus, when you wash your underwear, sometimes the underwear could concentrate near the elastic areas. So if you use fabric softener and certain type of soaps, it could concentrate there so that you could itch right where that elastic is. And for any of you that wear panties, you totally get where, you know, you can have, start having a rash. Very uncomfortable. Okay, it's not just on the butt, it's around the areas and up in the thigh, and it's not good. So, yeah, absolutely. I think they're right. You could have an allergy to your underwear. So maybe switch it to cotton, maybe switch to latex-free. I think that's probably the best way to go. And then make sure when you do wash your underwear, don't overdo it with the soap. Okay, just a little bit of soap, right? Make sure it dilutes, or after you wash your underwear, if you seem to be more allergic to it, you could throw it back in there on just a rinse cycle to wash off the soap. Okay? Yeah, some of us may need more soap than others. Cold weather causes allergies this time of day. This time of year. Remember I talked to you guys about urticaria, where when the weather changes, some people will get hives, and hives is a release of histamines. So people may take an antihistamine around the cold season because they'll start getting itches and like my hands will itch in the cold, right? And it's histamine trying to help induce more inflammation in the body. And so this histamine is released, and unfortunately you could itch. So that's another thing that could be causing allergies. Exercise. Some people have an allergy to exercise. You could have allergy-induced asthma. You could also break out into hives. Unfortunately, there's even some anaphylaxis conditions with exercise. We told people to stop eating shellfish years ago before exercise, just in case that was an issue. All right. Now we sometimes see anaphylaxis with consumption of wheat. So we don't know what the heck is going on with that. But if you do suffer from an allergy to exercise, of course, you got to see an allergist for any of these. You got to get allergy tested. Okay. And then water. 1 in 250 million people are allergic to water. It's rare. They say scientists don't know the exact cause of water allergies, but some people will develop painful hives when they come in contact with water. Now, we're not talking like eczema, where when you take a bath, your eczema worsens. It's not so much that. That's eczema, and water exacerbates it. But it's people having an allergy to water. Now, water isn't everything. So I'm not sure what they do, but any allergy that's serious, again, you want to see an allergist. So there you go. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Non-English-speaking patients may be less likely to get a kidney on a transplant list. And we have a bunch of Americans renouncing their citizenship. What's going on there? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Vitalvite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Anytime you have a medical question, please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, and you can also email us at drdahlia.com. They say 1 in 5 illegal immigrants live in New York or L.A., and more than 60% are concentrated in 20 cities. This was a study by Pew Research Center, and it shows the cities that has the most illegal immigrants. And this report that was released yesterday estimates that more than 2.5 million immigrants in the country will live in areas like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Now, it's kind of like a no-brainer, obviously, big city. You have people of your nationality there, so if you can't speak the language, you at least have family or friends or people that you can relate to. So it makes sense. I mean, that's what happened during the Ellis Island days when our, you know, when my relatives came over, they, you know, tried to find, you know, where people that spoke their language, German, Austrian, Russian, Polish, etc. So it makes sense. They say all three of these cities have pledged to fight President Trump's plans to expand deportation. And all three, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles, are in the top 20 metropolitan areas with the most undocumented immigrants in the United States. The Pew Report estimates there are 11.1 million immigrants in the country illegally. 11.1 million, or 3.5% of the overall population. And the study by the Pew Research Center, that's supposed to be nonpartisan, provides kind of where the immigrants are. It also highlights the challenges Trump's going to face as he tries to, improve our deportation process and our immigration process. Okay? Many of these immigrants do lack legal papers, obviously, and because they're illegal immigrants. And, we have not seen, and maybe again, this could be the media, but, you know, we haven't seen how easy or difficult the immigration process is. We very collectively go, look, you know, that we have an immigration policy. Okay, if somebody wants to become an immigrant, just like my father had to, like my family had to, there's a process. They had to take a test. They had to learn the language. It was a long process. It took years for them to become a citizen, but they did. They paid taxes, etc. And so, you know, why are people coming here illegally? Is it because they don't want to learn the language? Is it because, no, many of them do learn the language. Well, it's because they don't want to take a test. Now, it's got to be more than that. And so I don't really see anybody dissecting what the heck is going on. We're being told in New York, Newark, Jersey area, we have 1.1 million illegal immigrants. In L.A., we have a million. In Houston, we have 575,000. We have 500,000 illegal immigrants in Houston alone. Dallas, 475,000. Miami, 450,000. Chicago, 425. Washington, D.C. area, 400,000. 400,000. D.C. small. Atlanta, 250,000. Riverside, 250,000. Phoenix, 250,000. San Francisco, 240,000. Boston, 180,000. San Diego, 170,000 illegal immigrants, which is interesting because with San Diego, you would think there would be more with its proximity to the border, but no. Las Vegas, 170,000 illegal immigrants. Philadelphia, 160,000. Seattle, 150,000. Denver, 130,000. And it doesn't necessarily have to be illegal immigrants from Mexico. These are illegal immigrants from countries all over the world. San Jose, California, 120,000. Orlando, 110,000. Austin, 100,000. They say about 61% of the immigrants in the country illegally live in 20 of the biggest metropolitan areas. And this is obviously a huge concern as we're looking to revive the Affordable Care Act and our health care system. Okay, when you are looking at that many millions of people that are here in the United States illegally, these are people that may not be holding a job, right, because you have to show, you know, proof that you're a citizen and social security number, et cetera, meaning they may not be getting insurance. They may not be getting insurance through their job. I had patients who receiving Medicaid, and they did not have a green card or possess any papers that I knew of. Of course, I didn't investigate too much, but they said, no, they can't get a job here, and they can't get employer insurance because they wouldn't qualify for a job. So, you know, I look very closely at what's going on from the immigration standpoint and from what we're doing in terms of trying to cover our citizens, because the healthcare system is a mess right now, and we only have X amount of money. And if we don't have enough money to take care of our own citizens, how are we taking care of refugees? How are we taking care of more immigrants that are coming here? And I get you. I know that a lot of people are fleeing persecution. I know they're fleeing horrible conditions in their other countries, and they come here because it's safe. I get that. You know, it's not that somebody wants to come to America just to take advantage of America. And yes, they may inadvertently be taking advantage, but that's not why people are coming. People are coming just like my family did. You know, my grandma and grandpa escaped the Holocaust. So when they finally got a visa in the 1960s to come to the United States, yeah, they jumped on that. Right? Because America was going to be safe. Nobody was going to turn them in to the Nazis. Okay? Then nobody was going to threaten to blow it up, like what happens, in Israel. where, you know, surrounding countries threaten that they could easily destroy Israel. So people come to America for safety. So, you know, there's a lot of innocent intentions, but we have to be practical. Now, I guess there's been many Americans who have renounced their citizenship. And, you know, if you don't want to be a part of this country and you don't want to be a citizen of this country, fine. See, this country is beautiful and I love this country. And if you don't want to be a part of it, fine. But when you hear that people are renouncing their citizenship, it's not just because of Trump. Okay? Because remember, there were all those stars, Lena Dunham, Miley Cyrus, Bryan Cranston, Whoopi Goldberg, Cher. They threatened to leave America. President Trump won. Did they leave? No. All right, so the people that are leaving are the ones that don't want to pay taxes, pay U.S. taxes. From what we understand, there have been many people that have denounced their or renounced their U.S. citizenship so that they don't have to file a tax return or they don't have to pay taxes. 5,400 people reported to the IRS that they were giving up their citizen taxes status, so not to bother them. Apparently, Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson abandoned his citizenship. Apparently, he said he was going to have to pay on the home he sold in Great Britain, he had to pay taxes to America. So, you know, the people that can pay taxes don't want to. Many of them. And that's going to be a big issue as we look to resolve our health care. Now, yesterday I had been talking about how this repeal and replace, I understand why it needs to be slow, but there are some things that need to be done pretty rapidly. And I had mentioned how we need Donald Trump to reverse these penalties immediately. One of the listeners called, and I don't have that caller clip handy. It wasn't very good, you had some, what's it called when you don't have good reception? All right? But he had said Donald Trump already rolled back the penalties. The penalties are not rolled back yet. All right? When you file your taxes, you still have that penalty to pay if you didn't purchase insurance last year. And again, this isn't Trump's fault. It's just I wish he could do something to do away with that. Also, to date, we still have penalties that the employers could have if they do not provide health insurance for you. These are things that need to be stopped immediately. We need to turn any penalty to an incentive. So if Trump does have the power to do anything, I would suggest he say, look, guys, we're going to switch that penalty part around with the ACA Act, and any of you that will hire full-time, I'm going to give you a tax credit for this next year. Any of you that hire and provide health insurance, we're going to give you a tax credit as well. And so these are things that we need to do immediately while the replacement and that is going to take a while to do. So I know, you know, some of you have been excited that I guess within Trump's first day in office, he already, you know, had made an executive order. But we need to see some things done, I'd say, pretty quickly, and maybe bite-size executive orders saying, look, guys, that penalty, forget about right now. No penalty. The penalty is gone. If we could do something like that, I think we'd be able to move ahead. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So non-English speakers are less likely to be on a kidney transplant list. This article from drugs.com say language barriers may prevent some eligible U.S. patients from receiving a kidney transplant. And those who don't speak English may be less likely to complete the kidney transplant evaluation necessary for them to be placed on a waiting list for a kidney from a deceased donor. Researchers analyzed data from kidney failure patients across the U.S., and investigators found that patients who lived in neighborhoods where more than 20% of households didn't speak English were 29% less likely to be on a kidney transplant waiting list than those in neighborhoods where less than 1% of households didn't speak English. Now, one of you about 3 years ago asked me if illegal immigrants are qualifying for organs that citizens can't get. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a very debatable and highly controversial topic is undocumented immigrants, because we're not supposed to say illegal immigrants anymore, but undocumented immigrants being allowed access to transplant wait lists and getting transplant organs when you have U.S. citizens on the list that cannot. There has been a lot of controversy over this little, and oh, she's adorable, so adorable, Fatima Taghizadeh, an Iranian infant who couldn't get into the United States for a heart transplant and receive care. when Trump had initiated the ban, the travel ban. Apparently, the parents were hoping to meet with doctors in Oregon to do an emergency surgery, and they traveled to Dubai to get a visa, according to a report by the Oregonian. And their embassy appointment was canceled because of the executive order. Now, I haven't really been following what's happened with the little Iranian baby that needed a heart transplant, but there's been a lot of controversy on, you know, who deserves the heart. Now, in medicine, we don't like to make that decision at all. Okay? You have somebody that needs a heart. Whoever needs it, chest, I'm going to take care of him. My job is to make sure we, you know, give care and we save lives, and then we worry about it later. All right? And so, and luckily, many of us doctors, we don't have to make the decision. So all we have to do is do the surgery, right? Or, you know, do the evaluation and or do the diagnosing. And we doctors don't want the decision. We doctors don't want to decide if an illegal immigrant gets the organ over a U.S. citizen, or a U.S. citizen gets the organ over an illegal immigrant. But to answer your question, yes, illegal immigrants can have access to the organs. Back in, I believe, 2013, in Oregon, 14 immigrants in critical need of organ transplants won a victory through a, I think it was through, there were hunger strikes. There were protests at Advocate Christ Medical Center. The hospital's chief operating officer met with demonstrators and assured them that undocumented immigrants would not be disqualified from the transplant list. On Monday, a representative from Chicago's Northwestern Memorial Hospital, who is a national leader in organ transplants, told the protesters that the hospital would evaluate patients for transplant candidacy without regard to their immigration status. So on one end, this is wonderful for people that are sick and living here that, you know, need treatment. On the other hand, for those people that are U.S. citizens, you may see protests the other way. Right? You know, and people who have been waiting years for a kidney, that have been citizens here, that have been paying taxes here. And so the question is who takes care of whom? All right? It's very easy to say, all right, well, this little Iranian child should have been taken care of back in Iran. But if they don't have a heart available, right, and another country does, do we not save the child? This is going to be a debate, and it may later go to the Supreme Court. I don't know what the answer is, because, you know, U.S. citizens are not going to go for them losing out on organs and them dying because we're helping those who are undocumented, illegal, or not citizens here. Right? Yet, you know, in the medical realm, we aren't going to want to turn somebody down because of a piece of paper. And so this, it's difficult. I get that. You know, I don't want to say no to anybody. I don't want to say no to U.S. citizen. I don't want to say no to an illegal immigrant. I don't want to say no to anybody. But we don't have enough organs. Why do you think there's all this research and all this pressure to get laboratory grown organs? I mean, we're able to do scaffold type stuff and structural type body parts, like, you know, external ears and trachea, but to make a juicy functioning organ like a kidney, that's kind of tough. To make a juicy organ like a pancreas, not that pancreatic transplants are easy to do, but still. But liver transplants, kidney transplants, these things are in huge demand. And we have, I don't know how many people waiting on these lists. So you tell a U.S. citizen that they're probably going to die because that organ had to go to an illegal immigrant, there's going to be a poop storm. So I don't know what the answer is, but technically, no, you don't have to be a citizen. Now, have undocumented immigrants been bounced? Absolutely. This has been not very clear cut. So going, and we already talked about how those who were neighborhoods that didn't speak English as much were less likely to get the transplant. Maybe it's because they didn't fill out the paperwork, etc. And they said, our data suggests that language barriers may limit an individual's ability to receive a kidney transplant. So your ability to get a kidney transplant, okay, is still up in the air. It's never been guaranteed. Now, depending on the match, depending on the timing, depending on your location, you know, it used to be if you were near the hospital, the one that was closest to the hospital, the one that was in the most need would go first, it's understandable. But now, if there's, let's say, a heart and you're 45, but there's a 16-year-old, right? The 16-year-old may get it, and for some of us, we're fine with that. For others, we're not. But and that heart may be transported across the country. So things are a little bit different now when it comes to transplants. And so, you know, when we talk about illegal immigration and stopping the flow, on one end, we want to offer the same protection, okay, and have open arms, and the same open arms that our families got to benefit from. I mean, thank God America had open arms allowing my family to come in, but my family did things the right way. They did go through the process. And the reason why they went through the process is because they were scared that if they didn't, they'd get deported. And that fear of getting deported made them make sure that they learned the language, that they, you know, worked, that they paid taxes, etc. And so, you know, I know we're just right now talking about a sliver of our healthcare issue, transplants, but this is why we need some sort of immigration reform. All right? We want to take people in. We want them to be safe. But, you know, if U.S. citizens are losing out to organs, you know, because we aren't stopping the flow and we have so many more people that are sick, right, you know, that need care immediately, right, you know, there's going to be a poop storm. And you don't see, you know, protests. You don't see, it's not very politically correct, you know, and very media friendly to hold a protest saying we want our organs. That's not, you know, so you see, you know, immigration protests, et cetera. But this shows you how delicate the situation is. It shows you how convoluted and complex the problem is. And if you're a U.S. citizen and your daughter needs a heart and it's between you and the adorable little Iranian baby, you want your daughter getting that heart. Right? You know, and as the doctor, I don't want to choose. Okay? We got two little babies here. I don't want to choose. So the government's going to choose. Or the transplant list and organization is going to choose. And that's tough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A sex discrimination abortion bill is moving forward, okay? Apparently in Little Rock, the Public Health House Committee backed House Bill 1434 that would prohibit a doctor from performing an abortion if a woman was seeking the procedure based on the sex of the fetus. So if a woman wants an abortion because she wants a boy and not a girl, this bill would prevent the doctor from performing the abortion. They say the way the bill implements this restriction is when a woman goes for an abortion, the doctor will ask her if she knows the sex of the child. If she doesn't, then the bill doesn't have an impact. And if she does know the sex of the child, the doctor will inform her that it's against the law to have an abortion solely based on the sex of the child. So what can happen is if a woman wants an abortion, she may just say, I have no idea what the sex of the child is. Now, what's very interesting is, okay, sex of the child we don't really see till second trimester. So I don't know how practical this bill would be, but I understand why it's there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you who want to learn medical Spanish and learn how to, basically talk and take a history and take care of, we got a great easy course called LearnHealthSpanish.com. Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. Very reasonable, very quick. In under 2 hours, you'll be able to reach a level of fluency that'll blow your mind and hopefully blow your boss away. There's also quizzes. You get a certificate of completion. And if you use a discount, if you use a code DDW, you get a discount as well. So check it out at learnhowspanish.com. Now, this was an interesting study. They say, do not believe online reviews of health products. They're skewed and misleading, according to a study. And apparently these researchers are urging people to stop buying health products based on online reviews. For the first time ever, a study has compared clinical trial data with user-generated online reviews. The results reveal a staggering difference between opinion and science. Yet, reviews are obviously one of the most important factors that drive product sales in today's era of e-commerce. So, according to Dr. Michael DeBarra from the University of Aberdeen, said these narratives have a powerful influence on our own future health behavior because they provide simple and clear anecdotes, but the study shows that they can be very misleading. Dr. DeBarra examined more than 1,600 online reviews of weight loss pills and high cholesterol treatments on Amazon.com. He found the reviews portrayed the products in a far more positive light than the clinical trial data would suggest. For example, the majority of Benecol users on Amazon claimed to experience a drop in cholesterol after using the product. But less than a third of the users found the same in carefully controlled trials. Same thing with the weight loss pills Orlistat or Ally. They lost about twice as much weight than those in clinical trials. Some said they lost 30 pounds, some said 15, and then in the trials, 15.4. Dr. DeBarra insisted that the study does not discredit these products, but says use caution. Say these treatments are not entirely ineffective. However, what we show is that the reputation as described in these reviews is much more positive than the clinical trial data show. They say people need to be aware that the only people who leave reviews are ones who are driven to do so, either by an extremely good experience or an extremely bad one. And we've talked about this when we talked about online reviews. They say only some people who try a treatment will then go on to tell other people about their experience, but this subset of people are usually only those that have good outcomes. So, you hear a friend of yours had a good result using a treatment of some kind and you think, well, maybe this works. Your friend probably is aligned. But the problem is people with average or poor outcomes don't tend to share their experiences. So, for example, if I think my hair is thinning and I want to use a product for hair thinning and I buy it and it doesn't work, or I want to use a new makeup brush or a new exfoliator, let's say, okay, or dermabrasion tool, and I spend the money and it doesn't work, I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm not going to necessarily go and tell everybody it didn't work. Okay, I'm going to act, you know, because I want to look smart. I want to look like I didn't fall for it and I didn't buy it. And I got to say, I watch these infomercials and sometimes I get suckered into it. They're smart commercials. You know, even somebody that is as suspicious of products as I am, I still buy things that I see online and, you know, see what these commercials online. I'm like, they sound good. They, you know, and, you know, maybe this will work for me and the price does seem right. You buy it and then I can't tell you how many times I just get really, really disappointed. Do I stop everything and go online and be bitter? No, I don't. So you're not going to see my bad review. Okay? You know, and the opposite we see with restaurants and medical providers, etc., you will see these reviews that make it look like the restaurant has rats or this doctor is the biggest thief. And you're looking at it and you're like, what the heck? None of my other patients have ever said this happened. And it's because somebody got mad, they got taken to collections, or they didn't get their narcotic, or they didn't like the wait time. And then they go and they, you know, because you could put whatever on these reviews. Yes, there's starting to be more lawsuits. Okay, you know, if people are libeling and you know, putting things untrue, but it's so subjective that people could put anything they want. And then you see a review going, this is the best doctor ever. Okay, well, whose mom wrote that? Or who's, you see? So, and then, like you see with Yelp, they'll suggest reviews. So they'll put the ones that they think are going to be the most entertaining, or ones that'll keep you captivated. And so, you're basically fighting an uphill battle. Unfortunately, it's the only way for us to really know about products. Because, you know, going to the source, if you want to buy, let's say, an exfoliator, you go to the company, they're going to say, yeah, the product's good. So you want to go to somebody, right, that has nothing to gain. But if most dermatologists don't know what the heck that is, they can't say. So you go to the consumer. I mean, when you want to buy something, you got to go to the consumer. You know, I was looking to get the kids a drone. And a couple of the drones I was looking at that were cheaper, I read the reviews and they said, look, don't. When you buy it, it's still not ready to fly. You have to buy this pack and this and this and then the battery. So you're going to end up spending way more than you think you are. And I was really grateful for a review like that. Same thing with TripAdvisor. Somebody will say there's bed bugs. Now, can they lie? Yeah, they could. It could be an ex-employee saying there was bed bugs and I got bit. Look at this pimple. And you're like, oh, all right, it looks like a bed bug bite when it's a pimple. So I don't know what to say because these online reviews now are driving consumerism. And it is now the go-to. In fact, the reviews are on there even if you don't want it. You know, one of my patients wanted to see a doctor who I never heard of. And so when I Googled them, the review was there. There was a review up, just there. And again, do I believe the review? I guess there was only three reviews, and he had 4.5 stars. You're like, but only three reviews? If he's supposed to be practicing for years, they're supposed to, you know, what's going on here? So you have to use caution. You really, really do. When it comes to medical providers, I told you, contact the medical board. The medical board can give you information. They may not have specifics, but if somebody was reprimanded by the board, many times that's on the website, and they can give you that. If that medical provider had no reprimands, never had an issue, they could tell you that too. Now, does that mean that you're going to have a good experience? No. Right? But does that also tell you more about, let's say somebody was reprimanded because there was an issue with medical records. And let's say there was an issue with medical records because as they were going electronic, somebody was, shredding the paper. And so one of the staff people, before they hit save on the electronic, did whatever. You know, I mean, you know, when doctors overwent the change, there were a lot of issues with medical records. So you may see a lot of complaints on doctors regarding that. But, you know, if you're worried about how somebody is going to operate on you, and you're worried if they're going to cut or lacerate something, right? And, you know, and you go to the medical board and they say there's been absolutely no complaints. Because, you know, if somebody felt that doctor hurt them, there's going to be a complaint. There's going to be a board investigation. That's a good sign. Now, can you still have a side effect? Can you still, have a risk with the procedure? Absolutely. But I think a medical board is a good place to go to. Also, you know, word of mouth is important too. You know, not word of mouth online. You know, if many people at your work go to one, let's say, internist, you know, and you're like, well, you know, what's it like? Well, there's a wait. You know, you expect to wait an hour, but he's good. He's really thorough. Okay, if that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. You know, so be careful, obviously. I don't want to use the word suspicious, but just, you know, make sure you take a lot of these with a grain of salt. Now, vegans can bulk up just like meat eaters do. A study has come out saying that the plant proteins can be good enough to help your muscles grow and help you bulk up, according to research from the University of Massachusetts. With the 2,900 men, 82% got the daily recommended protein. Some of it did it by fish and chicken or legumes, even vegans. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.